Video, demoralized Democrats rally to besiege ICE Center in Chicago. By Warner Todd Houston on September 19, 2025. A group of Chicago Democrats, demoralized over their powerlessness to stop ICE from enforcing the law, have taken to street violence in the Windy City today. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officers clashed with protesters who were trying to blockade official vehicles, obstruct officers from coming and going, and even slashing police tires on Friday outside its Broadview facility. As the Trump administration continues its Operation Midway Blitz campaign to rid Chicago of the worst of the worst criminal illegals, the protesters became so violent and obstructive that ICE officers tossed gas canisters among the crowd to disperse them and get them back to their protest lines. Video shows protesters surging forward past protest lines to pressure ICE officers and hamper their movements. Federal forces just tear-gassed myself and the other peaceful protesters here at the Broadview ICE facility. This is a terrifying escalation, but we will not back down. pic.twitter.com/15v6j8. Daniel Biss, at Daniel Biss, September 19, 2025. News Nation reported that protesters slashed the tires of one federal vehicle on Friday. Now, anti-ICE protesters slash the tire of a government vehicle as it enters an immigration facility outside Chicago. More, at Ali Bradley, pic.twitter.com/2dat.sj7ow. News Nation, at News Nation, September 19, 2025. These riots outside the ICE Broadview Processing Center and attacks on ICE officers come after Democrat politicians, including Governor Pritzker and Mayor Brandon Johnson, have villainized and demonized ICE law enforcement, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security said in a statement emailed to Breitbart News. Several arrests were made and one protester in particular, extreme left-wing candidate for Congress Katabu Azalea, was tossed to the ground when she tried to approach ICE vehicles. Illinois congressional candidate Katabu Azalea in the mask, D, just got bodied slammed by ICE after trying to impede with them. pic.twitter.com/ryle259jmv. Hernando Arce, at Hernando Arce, September 19, 2025. The Palestinian activist and Fired Media Matters operative only moved from Washington, D.C. to Chicago last year when she decided to run for the 9th Congressional District to depose sitting Democrat Jan Schakowsky. Thus far, Abu Azalea has never even voted in Chicago. The wannabe congresswoman was not the only one to show up at the Chicago ICE facility on Friday. Chicago Alderman Andre Vasquez also told the media that he participated in the obstruction. Chicago Alderman Andre Vasquez proudly tells the news he attempted to block an ICE vehicle during a riot outside the city. This is an elected official admitting to a federal crime. Prosecute him immediately. pic.twitter.com/xh.vlad65cj. Johnny Mega, at underscore Johnny Mega, September 19, 2025. The DHS statement added. Early this morning, over 100 rioters surrounded the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, Broadview Processing Center. Rioters assaulted law enforcement, threw tear gas cans, slashed tires of cars, blocked the entrance of the building, and trespassed on private property. Police under J.B. Pritzker's sanctuary jurisdiction refused to answer multiple calls for assistance. So far, federal law enforcement arrested 3 rioters. Throughout the morning, vans have shown up to pick up and drop off rioters. This is an organized effort to obstruct ICE law enforcement. Our ICE enforcement officers are facing a more than 1,000% increase in assaults against them. Disturbingly, in recent days, 2 ICE officers have had cars used as weapons against them. Chicago was not the only target of pro-illegal alien protests of ICE on Friday. Protesters were also arrested in New York City for accosting ICE officers and blockading federal vehicles. A mass of protesters arrested for interfering and blocking ICE vehicles from entering an ICE facility. Included are 11 NYC and state elected officials arrested by DHS. Is the Democratic Party a terrorist organization? pic.twitter.com/umtune. Hernando Arce, at Hernando Arce, September 18, 2025. And on the day before, Several elected officials in New York were arrested for invading a federal ICE facility and trying to stage a sit-down protest. New York City Comptroller Brad Lander was one of the protesters arrested for obstructing ICE officers in the performance of their duties. ICE officers arrested a total of 71 people during Thursday's protest in New York City. Among the other 11 elected officials arrested were New York State Senators Julia Salazar and Gustavo Rivera, and Assembly members Emily Gallagher and Marcella Maines. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.